On May 25, 1963, my brother, Stanley Francis Rother, was ordained as a priest for the then diocese of Oklahoma City and Tulsa. This following statement was his selection for inscription on his ordination card. For myself, I am a Christian. For the sake of others, I am a priest. For myself, I am a Christian. Stanley Francis Rother, the eldest, and his four siblings, namely Elizabeth, James, Carolyn, died in infancy, and Thomas, were raised in a staunchly religious atmosphere, as were most German Catholic families in the rural settlement of Okarchee, Oklahoma, in the late 1930s, 40s, and early 50s. Our family home was literally surrounded by the extended family. Grandparents lived within a mile, and many uncles, aunts, and first and second cousins were within 3 or 4 miles, with church and school a little beyond 3 miles. This extended family, along with the experiences of the church and school communities, was interlinked with our immediate family in developing a deep faith life and lifelong values indispensable for providing a solid Christian life. The families worshipped at Holy Trinity Church. The children attended Holy Trinity School from 1st through 12th grades under the tutelage of the Sisters Adorers of the Blood of Christ. Religion classes, daily Mass, sacramental preparation, daily rosary in the home, and Sunday evening holy hour and benediction, along with other seasonal religious practices, were integrated into our daily lives. Our Christian values were indeed formed by the people with whom we associated, and we certainly had some of the best. Come and follow me. See Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. For the 18 formative years of his life, Stanley was absorbed in the security of his family, church, and school. When he journeyed to the seminary some 500 miles away, he took with him his faith, his values, his prayer life, and the prayers of others, but left behind the network of people and practices that had supported him, encouraged him, and nourished him. Armed with this deep faith life and a strong value system, Stanley now embarked on the next phase of his life. Only after I recently read from the diaries that he kept in those first few years in the seminary did I realize how the religious practices from his home life continued to be so important to him. I was even more surprised to read that he was experiencing such challenging struggles in his studies. Though he had these unexpected academic challenges during this time, I believe he became stronger for it. Stan was a man of prayer. He had an unwavering desire to be a priest, and he believed and trusted that in God he would find his way. For the sake of others, I am a priest. As I reflected on Stanley's 51st anniversary this year, I remembered the many family, friends, and hometown parishioners who joyfully gathered for his ordination at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Oklahoma City. But how could we know that in 18 years, most of these same friends and relatives would again gather in Our Lady's Cathedral, this time for his funeral mass? Father Stanley's first 4 years following ordination were spent serving as an assistant in 4 different parishes in Oklahoma, which involved a variety of ministerial duties and activities.